For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. COVID-19 is much more dangerous than the seasonal flu, according to a new analysis of Veterans Affairs healthcare data by a team of St. Louis researchers. As Shayla Farzon reports, the team found that patients with COVID-19 had a higher risk of organ damage and death than flu patients.
Some politicians, including President Trump, have repeatedly compared COVID-19 to the seasonal flu. But an in-depth analysis of VA data finds patients with COVID-19 were 4 times more likely to need a ventilator and 5 times more likely to die than flu patients. Dr. Ziad Al-Ali is the chief of research and development for the St. Louis VA healthcare system. He says COVID-19 is much more than a respiratory illness.
It affects nearly every organ in the body. It affects the kidneys, the heart, the liver, increases the risk of stroke, risk of diabetes. It's certainly much, much, much worse than the flu.
He adds that we're just beginning to understand how this virus affects the body long term and hopes the results will encourage more people to get vaccinated. I'm Shayla Farzon.
The Columbia Long-Term Care Facility Southampton Place received the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine yesterday. The Columbia Missourian reports, the director of nursing for the facility says Southampton Place began vaccinating residents and employees at 11 a.m. yesterday. All employees and residents are expected to be vaccinated. A Missouri Republican lawmaker pre-filed a constitutional amendment to legalize recreational marijuana in the state. He says he's the first in the majority party to do so. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll has more on what's in the legislation.
Shamed Dogan, a Republican from Baldwin, says his proposal does a lot more than just allowing adults to use cannabis recreationally.
It expunges the records of people who've been convicted of nonviolent marijuana offenses and has anyone who's incarcerated for nonviolent marijuana offenses be immediately released from prison.
Dogan says he also doesn't want to make the same mistakes that Missouri is seeing with its medical cannabis program, particularly capping the number of people who can grow or sell the drug. He wants less bureaucracy and doesn't want the state to regulate it. He wants it left up to local municipalities. His proposal would tax the drug at 12% and would require it be properly tested and labeled. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Former Senator John Danforth says the effort by Senator Josh Hawley and others to challenge Democrat Joe Biden's election victory is a, quote, radical and highly destructive attack. The written statement from the 84-year-old 3-term Republican senator was especially stinging, since Danforth has long been a supporter of Hawley. Danforth publicly backed Hawley's successful runs for Missouri Attorney General in 2016 and the Senate in 2018. Hawley was the first Republican senator to say he would join several House Republicans in objecting to state Electoral College tallies. Since then, 11 other Republican senators and senators-elect have joined President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the November election. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.